Week 1, What You Already Have. Come down. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. Luke chapter 19, verse 5. One summer, I worked at a summer adventure camp in a rural town outside the city of Timișoara, Romania. My friend and I helped college students speak conversational English between hikes and other outings. One day, our climb was rocky and jagged, and there had been some snake sightings earlier that day. We were a long hike away from roads or vehicles, much less a hospital or town. The leaders of our group stood at the top of the mountain and created a makeshift rappelling wall out of a cliff that stood high above the tree line. I was less adventurous than my friend and opted to watch the rappelling from below. She ascended the hill and rappelled down the side of the mountain without hesitation. With some urging on her part, I decided to try it. The climb up the side of the mountain was difficult, but I was used to long, difficult climbs. The scariest part was coming down. For me to rappel safely and effectively down the mountain, I had to lean back and trust that the rope would hold me. With my feet propped flat against the cliff, as I lowered myself into the harness, I looked over my shoulder and my stomach did a little flip. I settled into my harness and began my descent. I saw the treetops and the small figures of the people below, and I tried not to envision the rope coming loose or snapping. I prayed that God would keep me safe. Once I relaxed into the descent, I felt the fear give way to a thrilling rush of adrenaline. I felt strong and empowered. We find the story of Zacchaeus, a tax collector, in the book of Luke. Luke, a physician and advocate for the marginalized, had a unique way of presenting the compassion Jesus has for those who have been shunned by others. Jesus honors those who seek him out despite whatever they have done, whatever they have become in life. Zacchaeus has accumulated vast wealth through dishonest and manipulative practices as a tax collector. But Zacchaeus seeks Jesus with urgency, which suggests that he seeks something more than the wealth he has attained. Blocked by the crowd, he climbs up a tree to get a better view. He wants to see who Jesus is from his own vantage point. He ascends into the tree, isolated from the crowd. He elevates himself above everyone, including Jesus. Jesus has a life-changing encounter in mind for Zacchaeus, one that Zacchaeus cannot have predicted or orchestrated. Zacchaeus does not have to climb the tree for Jesus to know he is there. Jesus sees us even when we cannot or do not want to see him. Even though Zacchaeus is judged and discounted by his community, Jesus joyfully receives him. As the father runs to the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 32, and the shepherd goes after the lost sheep in Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through 7, Jesus seeks out Zacchaeus. Aren't there times when all of us climb in search of a better position or perspective? Whether in the world of academics, athletics, personal finances, or appearance, we believe that we can somehow gain a better vantage point. Even in our perspective of Jesus, many of us are more comfortable observing Jesus from a distance than participating in the more intimate experience he has in mind. Sometimes our climb becomes tiring, especially when we accumulate unrealistic self-standards for what it means to be a Christian. We take on more volunteer positions, help more people, and attend more meetings. We begin to equate Christianity with moral perfection, and we experience waves of shame when we inevitably fall short of our standards.